So you're in Flagstaff tomorrow night, and you're giving a talk that's entitled Gut Churn. Now, that just sounds like an episode of Radiolab. What can you tell us about it?
Okay, so I was asked a long time ago to tell the story of how Radiolab came about. And this was about 9 years after the fact, and so I honestly didn't remember. So I called up the guy that had started it with me, and I asked him, what do you remember about the beginning? And there was about a seven-second pause, and then he said the words, gut churn. And we just started talking together about the crazy chaos of that indeterminate space at the very beginning of the project where we didn't know what we were doing. And so I basically became really interested to tell the story of the creation of this show as a story in navigating doubt. I kind of feel like that's something people don't talk about enough. And this was an attempt to sort of find some insight into how one should sort of dance with doubt when they're trying to do something.
And that leads me actually into my next question. I was reading about this big public radio forum a few years ago. You were the keynote speaker. And your message to news directors who were there was, do something different, even if that makes you nervous or scared. Have there been many episodes of Radiolab that you were nervous to even take on?
Oh, sure. I mean, we just put one out. I mean, honestly, the honest answer to the question is, if that fear doesn't come around at least once every 3 episodes, I start to worry. I start to feel like, oh, are we pushing ourselves? But yeah, the last episode we did was about a bunch of college kids, black, queer college kids, who basically stormed the very, very white world of academic debate. And it was a story that dealt with race, sexuality, and I was really worried that it was going to blow up in our face. And we put it out, and it's been good. People have received it well, but yeah, that feeling, that I just hit that feeling in a big way just a few days ago. But I kind of feel like, okay, that's my job. I need to be running into that feeling. It shouldn't always be pleasant. It shouldn't always be fun, you know?
So there's no other show like Radiolab on the air where you take these big, sometimes abstract topics and present them in this really unique format with sound editing and production that's never really been tried before in radio. Are you just consciously trying to break the rules of radio journalism?
I don't know that it's like a willful disregard of the rules so much as like I was a musician before I was a journalist. Now I actually would probably call myself more a journalist than a musician. But still, for me, it's like when it gets down to it, the reason I wake up in the morning is when you stick a mic in someone's face, you ask them some hard questions, they give you their answers, and you put all that tape onto the computer, and it exists as these little colored blocks in front of you. And you get to move those blocks around and organize them in different patterns, and you start to orchestrate it almost like it's an orchestral score. That process of treating speech, treating words as musical objects is just like infinitely exciting. So it's not that I'm trying to break any rules, it's just that it's fun. It's so fun.
The show seems like it must take forever to produce. I'm sure it varies, but how long do you work on 1 hour-long episode before it hits the air?
It varies. I mean, anywhere from 3 months to 2 years. I'd say minimum of 3 months. I mean, what we do is we follow a bazillion ideas at once, and the ones that we like are slowly advancing. And that process takes a long, long time. You know, like we just did a story maybe 6 months ago, a story about a hunter who goes and kills an endangered black rhinoceros in Namibia. And he does it, paradoxically, on behalf of conservation. And we went and we were peering over his shoulder, literally, as he pulled the trigger. And you heard this giant prehistoric-looking animal die. It's really hard to listen to, but we followed that story for 2 years. That's how long it took for him to get permission to go. And we sort of, you know, captured the debate that came out of that. You know, that was a story that you couldn't shortcut. You just had to follow it until it was ready. And every so often we'll bump into one that takes 3 months. That feels to me like the version of, like, turning it around in an afternoon, which is probably what, you know, folks in the newsroom do. But our version of an afternoon is 3 months, I would say.